There are great rewards that come from being a foster parent, but of course there are challenges along the way too. And all of that is outlined in a brand new book for you, Foster the Family by Jamie C. Finn. It's encouragement, hope, and practical help for the Christian foster parent. She's the executive director of Foster the Family and the host of a podcast called Real Mom. And she's with us now. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Jamie, I know several families that are foster families, and they just say it's one of those things where if you're not ready for it, it's not something you want to get into, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, even if you think you're ready for it, you're not ready for it. It really is. It's a very unique experience parenting someone else's children and being involved in a system that is meant to protect kids and heal families, but is very broken.
Mm. In your book, Foster the Family, when people pick it up and read it, they're interested maybe a little bit. What are they going to find?
I hope that they find that God's word really speaks clearly and actively to the journey of foster care. When I first became a foster parent, I was so confident that God's word had encouragement and direction to my life because I know that that's what his word is. But the words foster care are not in the Bible, and there wasn't practical advice being preached from the pulpit on a Sunday morning. And so I was really drawn to my knees and drawn to God's word in looking, okay, God, what do you say about what it looks like to love biological family, what it looks like to engage in a broken system? And his word really speaks clearly to all of that. And so I hope they find just real direction and encouragement from how God's word speaks to their journey.
Mm. Many people probably, you know, want to express love by being a foster parent, but they're really scared to get into it. What are some of the fears that people have when going into it and starting to explore that?
Sure. Well, I think one big fear is just the idea of I would get too attached, that you will fall in love with a child and have to say goodbye and end up heartbroken. And that is a very valid fear because that is what the system is set up to do. It's that you love children and support a family to the point where you end up having to say goodbye. And so there is genuine heartbreak involved. And I think we need to get really comfortable with experiencing the grief and sadness of goodbye and loss while also really celebrating God healing the family. And my experience has been that as I have followed him into really hard places, that it's been hard and it's been heartbreaking, but that he has always carried me and he has always sustained me and provided what I need. And it doesn't mean he's made it easy, and it doesn't mean that I haven't been scared. It means that who he is, his promises, his faithfulness, and just his character, who he is, they have sustained me and carried me through those scary things.
Mm. What kind of support is there? In the U.S., like we're in Canada, it might be a little different, but
you've got
to have some people to lean on when you're going with the ups and downs through all of this.
Yeah, it's really important to have a community, to have people who really are saying yes to you as you're saying yes to kids and families, who are stepping up to serve you as you step in to serve others. And I'm grateful that my two brothers are both foster and adoptive parents as well. And so the culture in our family is very much that we walk with each other and celebrate and grieve and serve each other in our foster parenting journey. But that is why I started Foster the Family, which is also a nonprofit, the title of the book, but it's also the title of the nonprofit that I am the executive director of. And we exist to do just that, to bring people into a supportive community that serves their practical needs and then also just provides comfort and support for the journey in a holistic, caring sort of way as well.
Mm. If you've been thinking about becoming a foster parent or you're just getting started, the book has short, easy to read chapters, personal stories, practical lessons, and encouragement. It's called Foster for the Family, written by Jamie C. Finn. And check out her podcast. It's called Real Mom. Jamie C. Finn has been our guest this morning. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great to chat.